Luke, Jeremiah the prophet, chapter 18, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah, the Lord saying, "Arise, go down, to Potter's house. There I will cause thee to hear my word." And I went down to the Potter's house. Behold, he wrought a work in wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. He made again another vessel that seemed good to the potter. Zechariah the prophet. Chapter 9, the book of Zechariah the prophet.
Great is the mystery ungodliness. For it was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. The epistle to Ephesians, chapter 2. Now therefore, we are no more strangers and intruders, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. My father has emphasized these great qualities. Grace and mercy, I shall seek to add one and put it on the top. I shall put it first. Sovereignty. Sovereignty, grace, and mercy. We have beautiful outline. Or shall we say the top stone? The top stone in testimony of divine sovereignty, divine grace, and divine mercy in this beautiful outline we have had. I would like to give you just the great artificer of the great plan of it all. The blessing. Lord. God himself. He is the potter. He is the potter. There is no doubt about that. So there is the potter, there is the potter's house, there is the potter's field, there is the potter's wheel, there is the potter's vessel, there is the potter's clay. It's all bound up. All bound up. Items in his sovereign action of the one who rules the universe. Through that, he that sits upon the throne. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, the only God. Psalm 29. We have heard from the bosom of consolation. His voice is ever in the waters. At the end, he sits above the floods, and he sits there. Mark for it. Ask not for the power. Romans chapter 9 deals with this matter. And there are two things, there are many things among them, but there are two things which shine out. Sovereignty and mercy. Sovereignty is in his blessed hands. We are the fruits. It's a large subject. But there is no doubt that from the cradle of civilization, good on our planet has sprung from and held in the world. It might have been dimmed in the cradle. Jacob left his home. And on that night, with the bleak future before him, and a bleak path from which he fell away, he can be good, conscious will, into the house of God. Israel had a wonderful place in that house, and did they dive there, Jays, tabernacle wise, temple wise, winds out, assembly wise, body wise, house wise.
We now do the word is universal and establishing. He came. Friend. Strangers and foreigners were going to go into the ocean. And the Elect of God in the sovereignty of God. And so the act was perpetrated. And so the covenant was made. And there's two sides to it. It is beautifully stated in the book of Zechariah. If you think it, God, give me my price. And they gave him his price. They gave him his price. And the price was 30 pieces of silver. A goodly sum. 30 pieces of silver. The other side of the covenant is taken up. It is the price of blood. It is a price of blood. His blood be upon us. That was bad enough. And upon our children. And upon our children. History has recorded. The deep underlying demands of the covenant. And they said, cast it to the potter. In the potter's house. To buy the potter's feet. And it is a field of blood under his death. Under his death. Rather than. Never mind what the scientist says. Never mind what the financier says. Because they are talking in millions of miles, millions of years, and millions of pounds a day. And don't worry about them. Don't get unduly concerned about them. Because if they get into deep water, they only add another nothing. That's all they'll do. They'll only add another nothing. And I'm telling you, God! We'll work with nothing. We'll work with nothing. No idea. God doesn't need material. I'll tell you what God does. He makes material. He makes it. He makes it. And so, they say we cannot prove it into the treasury. No. It is a castle. Centuries have rolled by, and the demands of that act and its consequences will be the history of it. These ones are able to live. And it's not all over. Cast it to the potter. What does the potter do? He's making another vessel. And you know, in sovereignty, in mercy, in infinite grace, and when we leave it, we'll leave the planet. We'll leave the planet. We'll go right into the world. We'll go right into the world. Chapter 1 of the letter to Timothy gives us the shining from thy house. The gospel of the glory of the blessed God. The gospel. And in
chapter, you get a view of the great architect of
God. Now the king, eternal, immortal, invisible,
the only God, the only God,
the only one, there's not another.
And from that house, the angels honor, and majesty.
Now the king, eternal, immortal, the only wise God be honor and glory.
How about the world?
He's held in the infinite goodness of God
from the prayer coming in the house, from the prayer coming in my house.
Came, he was in authority. So on. Widening out, he comes from that house. This is the influence. What comes from the house of God in the meat. Chapter 3. The monarch steps in the house. The monarch steps in the house. It's absolutely stupendous. It is. It's absolutely stupendous. The monarch, the sovereign ruler of the universe, steps into the house. And there's no argument about it. We have this and this and this and that now. And you know, sometimes it is a ridiculous. I said about you, you think sometimes it will take one another to the scaffold for a syllable. But there's no argument about it. There's no argument about it. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And the whole universe is interested in it. And the whole universe has been affected by it, that's all. God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit. How could it be otherwise? The hierarchy of heaven witnesses both mentioned before. His majestic moral greatness in a total symbol which is under me. Sweet the high arch of heaven in greatness. And he did a wonderful thing in manhood. That message went out right to the whole of the earth. Preach under the Gentiles. And he did another wonderful thing. Preach unto the Gentiles. In his infinite mercy, he took the Jew in too. He took him in there. In mercy to him. You say, oh, it was given. But God took him. Believed on the word. And from the majestic glory from which he came. Triumphant monarch of the universe across the sea. Not because it's not important, not at all, by no manner of means, but he moved through it. He didn't do it. And yet, wherever he goes, he adds. And listen, brother. Wherever Christianity goes, and wherever you go, if you're in the current of the truth, in power and testimony, you're like it. But one thing. You've got that stranger. Because that's where the very distinct. Thank God. So far as the world is concerned, we can say, in the place that bore the stain of his blood, happily.